You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All right, you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Your hosts are me, Will, Wally, and Ray is absent.
Hey, what's going on, man? The Redskins, they let the DMV down, man. With the effort, man. The effort.
Yeah, it's just a lack of effort. There was no desire to go out and lay it all out on the field. You know, we know how coaches and players speak in these hyperboles where we're going to leave it all out on the field. We're going to give it our everything. You look like you left everything back in DMV before you boarded that plane to go to Los Angeles.
Looked like they was doing some other stuff in L.A. That's what Snoop. They was doing.
Possibly, man. Listen, L.A. is nice, man. I tell people all the time, if I'm a fan, I don't necessarily know if I would be sitting in the stands watching a game. There's so much to do in L.A. Also, for places like Miami also. So much to do. It's nice weather.
If I was in South Beach, the world would be mine. And everything in it, Chico. But we'll see how we usually do things.
Let's get into our tradition, the pregame.
All right, the Washington Redskins. Here are our topics. The Washington Redskins being embarrassed by the Chargers 30-13. We'll talk about what Skins quarterback Josh Norman said after the loss at the 10-minute mark. We'll discuss if the Redskins should start Colt McCoy and others. We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us. And finally, at the 20-minute mark, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, I mentioned the Redskins lost to the L.A. Chargers 30-13. Josh Norman questioned his future here. Quote, I'm not going to be a part of something that's not going to go forward and win a championship. What were your thoughts about his comments?
I think they were emotional comments after a loss that lacked any effort, lacked any conviction and heart from some members of that team. Mm-hmm. But it's also kind of telling, you know, Josh Norman, he was with the Carolina Panthers after their Super Bowl run. Mm-hmm. Then they rescinded his franchise tag, and then he signed in D.C. without even taking visits to other organizations. So the question I ask is, if you're Josh Norman, the question I would ask to Josh Norman is, before you signed in D.C., did you do any research on the team? Mm-hmm. Did you know about the front office structure? Did you know about the players on the roster? Nope. Because I think if you would have known that you weren't necessarily coming to a team that's ready to compete for a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he came for the check. The check was nice. No one should knock him on that. He got paid high. At that time, he was the highest paid cornerback.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm not going to knock Josh Norman for coming here for the money. But I will say this, though. If I'm going to come out – this is my thing. If I'm going to come out and make those comments – and I love Josh Norman. I think Josh Norman is one of the better cornerbacks in football. But he's had a down stretch, right? You would say that down – like the last – after his injury, he hasn't looked great, right?
I think that's fair.
That's fair to say, right?
When you name the top – five corners in the NFL, you definitely don't think Josh Norman at this point,
based on his play. Yeah, and he hasn't played at a high level to say anything. He's still lumped in with everybody else. Now, I understand he wants to change. You went from a team that went to the Super Bowl, man, right? And you just signed with the Washington Redskins, and ever since you've been here, it's been mediocrity, right? They've been mediocre. They haven't really competed for the NFC East. You know, prior to him, they did. Him on the team, they haven't. So when you're looking at Josh Norman, he's looking at the situation like, man, I ain't signed up for this. At least let me get to the postseason. And he's not even touching the postseason. So I get the frustration. But to Josh Norman, if I was playing at a higher level, it would hold more clout. He's not playing at the level that I would think a Josh Norman should be playing at to have that type of comment.
Well, maybe he thinks maybe it's not even about play. Maybe it's about effort. Maybe it's about dedication. Maybe it's the things that you do to prepare yourself to get ready for the game.
DJ Swearinger.
DJ Swearinger alluded to those comments during a post-game after the presser.
He said it twice, to be honest.
This isn't the first time he said it.
This is the second time he said it.
Mm-hmm. So my question I would ask DJ Swearinger is, if he was right here in the studio with us, is are you referring to the coaching staff, or are you referring to your fellow defensive players?
It sounds like, just to me, it sounds like he's talking about the coaching staff. Just talking about practice. How in practices they're not being prepared. They're not going all out. This is my opinion. They're not going all out on that Friday, because for him, it's that Friday. He has an issue with them not really being clicking on that Friday of practice, catapulting them to Sunday, right? So that's his issue. DJ Swearinger has a good track record in terms of some of the defenses he's played with. He played with the Houston Texans. They had a ball out defense. The Arizona Cardinals, good defense. So he's seen other top flight defenses, and he's saying to himself, like, okay, we did it this way over here, and we were a top tier defense. We're not bringing that same type of effort and getting these guys getting the team prepared like we did in Houston and we did in Arizona.
Okay, well, let's play the other side of the coin. The things that worked in Arizona or Houston. This isn't Arizona or Houston. This Agreed. Is Washington.
Mm-hmm.
This is Jay Gruden. This is how I choose to do it. Now, maybe how about you as a captain hold your guys accountable when they make a mistake?
Yeah.
Why don't you as a captain get the guys together after practice and do film study, more film work?
And you talk like Ray Lewis used to do, right?
Yeah.
He could do that. There's a lot of things you could do as players too. If you feel like your coaches aren't getting you prepared, and Jay Gruden even said it. He said in the press conference when he heard about DJ Swearinger's comments, Jay Gruden said, I wish DJ would have told him, that Friday or whatnot, let him know before the game that he felt that he wasn't prepared, like the team wasn't prepared.
Well,
but it goes to your point, though. If you feel like your coaching staff isn't getting you prepared, you take the onus on yourself and say, okay, hey, fellas, let's get ready.
So you brought up a bigger point. So these weren't comments that were verbalized or communicated to Jay Gruden and the coaching staff.
Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
So pretty much it's a mutiny going over there.
I wouldn't say that.
Look, if this is the first time you're hearing this, it's out in the public.
Mm-hmm.
If reporters are coming to you telling you this,
mm-hmm.
that's letting me know that the player doesn't necessarily think or believe that if I come to you, you will change anything.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go out into the media and call you and call my teammates and call the organization out.
I feel like it's a problem. But you know what happens when you're losing? When you're losing, this is what happens, right? Everybody has something to say. This is nothing new within the Washington Redskins culture, right? When they're losing, this always happens.
I mean, this is the culture of this team in general, dysfunction.
But we've seen it in general. We've seen it that when this team loses, we get leaks.
We've seen it when they win. It's not dysfunction.
Not when they win. When they win, it's not this. It's never been this bad when they win. You just can't remember when they win, when they've won. When they won with, let's say, the year that the Redskins went 9-7, when they was on that streak, you didn't hear anything.
No, under bad. Coach Joe Gibbs,
yes,
Vert 2.0,
yeah,
you didn't hear these things. Yeah. But when it was Shanahan,
there was always leaks, and you can say that was in Shanahan's camp too, and the other quarterbacks' camp. You could say it was true. Both of those dudes.
Okay, now let's go back to Jim Zorn.
Well, again, that's dysfunction. That's a bad team. I'm just talking about when they were actually when they had a good season.
I'm talking about when they have good seasons. You still hear the intermittent.
The only time I would say with Shanahan, the only time you heard something bad is when Kirk Cousins took the starting job. Let me take that back. When Robert Griffin III got hurt, and that Cleveland game, right? It was talk like, oh, I'm rushing back because he's worried that Kirk Cousins may play well and take his job. That's the only thing I heard during that season when they went 10-6 under Robert Griffin III. Then we heard junk in the off season about, obviously.
All right, but that's a winning season.
I'm talking about during that, you know what I mean? During the season.
No, I mean, during that season, you still heard leaks from certain receivers about being open and not getting the ball.
Oh, and you heard one. And actually, well, you didn't hear nothing because Pierre Garçon got the ball. You didn't hear nothing about the receivers because Pierre Garçon got the ball. You heard something after. Again, you heard all that after the fact. Like, and we know that it was more somebody who wasn't being utilized, and that was the coaching staff. But you didn't hear anything during that season because Pierre Garçon was getting the ball, and he never leaked anything. But when during that season.
You say so.
No, I'm just saying. Like, I'm just – that season – you only hear anything – you hear everything when it's negative when the Washington Redskins. Everything when it's negative. When it's going good, players are happy. They're jovial. They don't say anything. They're like, okay, everything's great with the world. But when they're losing, this is what happens. Anyway, you're listening to the Urban Sports Scene. Myself, Wally, Will T, Ray's out. Did you feel this team – do you feel like right now, should this Redskins team consider shutting – certain players down and should they play other younger players?
It's interesting you say that because today Washington placed Jordan Reed on the IR along with Byron Marshall, running back Byron Marshall, and linebacker Chris Carter.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some rumors or gossip or whatever you want to call it that Trent Williams may need surgery, and that's a 5 to 6 month process.
Yeah, at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the season, so. You're not playing for anything now. I don't see why you wouldn't shut him down. You know, with 3 games left against the 6-7, this week against the 6-7 Arizona Cardinals, next week against the 4-9 Denver Broncos, and to finish out the season against the 2-11 New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you consider shutting down a guy like Trent Williams or any other
Morgan
players?
Moses.
Or Morgan Moses.
You saw what happened to Zach Brown in the game against the Chargers. Who was that?
But then realistically, you put your prized asset,
who may not be here next year.
Who may not be here, that's fair to say. Who may not be here next year, you put him in harm's way, and you really – I think you had 3 seasons, so you could fairly evaluate him. I think that's fair
to
say.
Yeah, it's fair. Yeah, you have already. But you already know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know what you're getting at this point. But you still put him in harm's way.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like who's – but looking at Trent Williams at the end, Trent Williams, I won't say nothing but Morgan Moses. Morgan Moses is good, but Trent Williams is we're talking about one of the best, not one of the top 10, in the top 10. Arguably the best left tackle in football, arguably. You can't risk that. You know what I mean? You can't risk it. And he's still young enough, right? You don't want to risk his future because, okay, you just want to protect somebody who may not be here. When Trent will be here.
I mean, that's fair, but I agree with you. Well, to answer the question, yes, I think you do need to start considering shutting down some of the guys to get them ready to get the surgeries. Depending on, you know, speaking with the training staff and you speak with the players, and then you make the best decision for them, everyone going forward.
And in all honesty, you just got to think of the player too. You know what I mean? Like, take care of the player. This is what happened, you know. So one of the criticisms of back in the other era with the Shanahan's and with the other quarterback, when the quarterback wanted to play and the coach said, you know, didn't say, nah, you don't need to play. You know what I mean? Just sometimes as a coach, you just got to take the power and say, you know what, Trent, you've done great. We appreciate you, but I need to take care of you. I have to make sure that you're fine and you're going to be good for the next 5 years, right?
Well, speaking of a player who says he's fine, Sua Cravens.
Oh, yeah, heard.
Yeah, released a statement saying that it's safe for him to resume activities after his post-concussion syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Then Washington came out and released a very tepid statement that said, we're focused on the Arizona Cardinals. Sua Cravens is still on the reserve left team list.
Woo, I told you.
So that's very tepid. That, to me, that speaks of
this organization. It tells you a lot.
It does.
They're sick of Sua Craven.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they – I don't think they'd just let him release him.
No,
outright.
But you know what? And two, the play – I know even you get a short sample size. The play of Monte Nicholson, when healthy, has looked really good. And I think that's giving them a little more leverage to say, you know what, Sua, if you don't feel like playing football or, you know, if you don't feel like playing football, you don't feel like being part of the team, we're cool with Monte.
I think that's fair, and also I think because, you know, he was a – even though Bruce Allen was still here, he was a second-round pick of Scott McLuhan. I think Bruce Allen would be readily open to letting him go.
Letting Sua go?
Letting Sua Cravens go.
Because he's a Scott guy?
Yeah, because he wasn't one of his picks, and also he's shown that he, for whatever reason – that you can question his dedication or
for Sua?
For Sua Cravens, yeah.
Who's the you question Sua's dedication?
Yes.
Yeah, you can question Sua's dedication. I mean, to me, I think the organization was annoyed, not that he had to make a decision, but you saw some, you know, when they were, I believe when they were playing the LA Rams, I think that Saturday, yes. He was at the USC game, mm-hmm. and he wasn't at the LA Rams game, which says a lot.
In a way,
because you can go see your school that you play college ball with, but you can't play with a team that's pretty much paying you.
Do we know for a fact he wasn't there?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay.
Supposedly. Well, all reports he wasn't there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. Should the Redskins consider playing Colt McCoy? We'll have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network to join us to discuss that after the break. You're listening to the Urban Sports saying, Fightus, you dig? Deuces.
Looking for sports here in the Tri-City area like you haven't heard before? Check me, yours truly, Mike Knox and the Soul in Sports, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. right here on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 a.m. Hopewell.
Call it how it is. Hedges. I promise you, swag. Young Metro, I don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. Yo.
You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Right now, we have my man, Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. What's up, Lex?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, everything's good, man. We are on a big time high. Like I told you, you know, during the break on our other show, we had Gary Russell Jr., you know, DMV, you know, and you said you cool with him. You like, you know about him.
Yeah, Gary Russell, man, he's a class act. He represents PG County first and foremost, and then the DMV. But he's a champion. His whole, you know, family of boxers. His younger brother Antoine is an Olympian, mm-hmm. who was robbed. he should have won the medal. But he's an up and coming guy. But Gary Russell, I mean, he's the man. So we'll see, man. You know, hopefully he'll get a big payday.
Well, you know who didn't fight like champions? You know who didn't play like champions? You know who gave up? Uh-huh. A team that didn't represent for the DMV? Oh, yeah, you already know.
you remember last week when I kept saying the San Diego Chargers? I think our team was actually in San Diego to play the Chargers. They didn't show up in L.A.
That
was the worst performance that we've seen from them the entire season. And, I mean, they kind of went. Phillip Rivers, in particular, went after Washington's strength, which is supposed to be the secondary.
Oh, my God.
And he shredded them up like Swiss cheese.
He sure did. Hey, Lex, we were talking on social media, and we ain't gonna name names, but somebody gonna lose their job, Lex. We don't got really. Like, hey, somebody gonna lose their job.
Hey, I don't know who it's gonna be, but I just know. I think you were teasing the Colt McCoy situation.
Yeah.
If I was trying to keep my job, I would not put in the back of quarterback until I knew my job was secure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Definitely, I hear you. But you.
So Kirk Cousins is going to be playing the final three games of the season.
All right.
If my job's in jeopardy. You know, if there's a possibility my job's in jeopardy. We don't know.
Yeah.
He did sign an extension, so he is under contract.
Yeah.
But you know how this NFL ever-changing coaching carousel situations are always, you know, what have you done for me lately? And you got 3 weeks to kind of show the fan base, show Redskins brass, if this is a team that we want to kind of go in the same direction, or do we want to clean house, start again, start fresh?
Well, you mentioned Colt McCoy. This season is about over. Like it's over. The season's over in terms of going to the postseason. I read a good article by Lake Lewis Jr. From USA Today, Redskins Wire, about, you know, starting Colt McCoy. His whole thought process was, in terms of the anti-Kirk, it would work for the anti-Kirk Cousins supporters and the pro-Kirk Cousins supporters. in terms of, all right, if he does play well, you could say, see, I told you Colt McCoy could be the starting quarterback for the Washington Redskins. If he looks bad, you could say, you see, I told you he's a backup. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have a different philosophy with it. So, like I said, if they're planning to keep Jay Gruden, yeah, then you can let Colt play just because you haven't figured out what you're going to do with Kirk Cousins. But if you're planning to blow up everything, why play Colt McCoy? Because you're going to be in the draft next year, mm-hmm. drafting a quarterback. And if we all remember when they drafted RG3, yeah. one of the things that kind of made RG3 attractive, not only his athletic ability, but the fact that he was, you know, like a superstar to a certain extent. Uh-huh. And I think that's where, you know, in Washington, I think they want a superstar. They want a brand name. And I think when you look at the landscape of the quarterbacks coming out, that you're projecting coming out, you got Lamar Jackson from Louisville, and then you got the Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma, who is a cowboy. You know, he has a name. He can sell jerseys. You know, he makes spectacular plays. So there's a possibility Washington in the past have went after splash, you know, off-season moves.
Yeah.
You know, it's very possible that we can get the Joe. What's the guy? Johnny Manziel.
Ms. Manziel.
Manziel. He's like Manziel's little brother.
What's his face from Oklahoma?
Yeah.
I don't want. I hope they don't draft quarterback. To be honest, which I think this team needs to kind of build themselves in defensively in the draft. I would love them to get another inside linebacker, or if they decide. And this is another thing. I would love for them to move to the 4-3. I think Ryan Kerrigan would be better suited as a defensive end in the 4-3. Same for Preston Smith. Get some guys, get some actual outside linebackers to play in the 4-3. I think even Ryan Anderson would be good in the 4-3 as an outside linebacker, because he's, at least that way he can play in coverage a little bit, play the run, rather than just trying to have him, you know, be a pass rusher, because he's not the best pass rusher if you see Ryan Anderson as a pass. I mean, Ryan Anderson out there on Sundays.
Well, I mean, the Washington Redskins, what, this past draft, they spent most of the draft picks on defensive players.
Uh-huh. They need more.
So you kind of wonder, do you go back to the defensive side of the ball, or do you add some depth to your offensive line?
Ooh, dude, that's a good one.
Do you add a playmaker wide receiver? I mean, we're in a kind of a quandary, because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen with the quarterback position. The wide receivers are kind of suspect to a degree.
To a degree. Mm-hmm.
We really haven't identified a number one receiver out of this group.
Agreed.
The tight end position is kind of in flux, because Vernon is right around the 30-year-old mark.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Jordan Reed, who stays injured most of his time. You know, he hasn't completed a full season. So we've got a lot of question marks. And, you know, even though it looks like on paper Washington has a pretty good football team, we have a lot of question marks.
Agreed. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Right now we have Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. So, Lex, should the Redskins sit Trent Williams, Morgan Moses, and other players who are, you know, hampered with injuries? And should they play some younger players, some guys who haven't gotten the opportunity to suit up and time to evaluate some young talent?
Again, it goes back again to Jay Gruden. If you're trying to keep your job, if you're Jay Gruden, you want every last one of those guys to play until you hear from upper management that you're fine, regardless of what happens in the last 3 weeks. Because if you decide to make the decision to play, to sit all your injured guys, play your rookies, and you start Kirk Cousins and he gets hurt, and now you've kind of put yourself in a pickle, because you've got an injured quarterback and you've got to go in the off season and he's got to get healthy. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of it's a lot of variables, I think, when you start thinking about benching guys and not playing people. It's a lot to that. You can't play Kirk Cousins if you're going to put a rookie offensive line out there.
That's true. See, that's a good point. So say, you know, because Trent, you know, he's a warrior, and so is Morgan Moses. We've seen throughout this whole season, Morgan Moses has twisted ankles, he's banged up his knee. He's a guy that to me needs rest, and he's a young guy. They've invested in him because he just got that long term deal not too long ago, and we know how great Trent is. We're talking about one of the best, arguably the best left tackle in football. Wouldn't you want, I mean, just to have your booking tackles there for the long run, wouldn't you want to sit them?
Well, if I am the general manager for the Redskins, I am making sure my scouts have the tackle position as the number one priority on the offseason.
Ooh.
Because they need a tackle, whether it's a backup or whether it's a right tackle, to replace Moses, who was often injured, or whether it's time to look into left tackles to fill in for Trent Williams, who's been hurt, pretty frequently the last few seasons.
Yeah.
You definitely need another bookend tackle, especially if you're going to invest the kind of money that you're considering in Kirk Cousins. If you don't have the offensive line intact, then there's no reason to have or spend that money on a guy like Kirk Cousins, because Kirk needs that protection to be successful.
All right, well, Lex, thanks for joining us. As always, you know we really appreciate you. But before we let you go, how can folks check out your content?
Well, you can go to Lex Diamonds without the A on Instagram or Twitter. And generally on Twitter, you know, you might catch me talking about anything from fashion to politics to music, to hip-hop, or whatever. I mean, tonight I'm watching CNN. They've got a great Senate race going on in Alabama, and I'm watching that closely. And if you're on Instagram, I'm most likely promoting one of my artists that
I see.
You know, that I'm currently managing or whatever. So
there's no whatever to that. You're doing big things. There's no whatever to that. You're doing big things. It's not whatever. You're doing big things, bro.
I'm trying to keep up with you guys. I'm trying to
be like you, Lex, man. To be real with you. Are you going to be at the game on Sunday?
Absolutely. I will be there. Arizona comes to town. I want to see Adrian Peterson up close and personal. And I want to see how the Redskins respond after giving up 488 yards total yards last week in Los Angeles against the Sharks.
Yeah, I know. They need to stop smoking weed when they're in L.A. That's the problem.
Oh, boy. It's legal in D.C., by the way.
All right, Lex, man. Thanks again, man. I appreciate you, my man.
All right. Have a great one.
Again.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Again, that is Lex Diamonds from Heritage Sports Radio Network. He is great. He's our weekly Redskins guest. He talks, you know, he talks the real about what's going on. He doesn't hold any punches. Lex said that the Redskins may need to draft another right tackle, replacing Morgan Moses possibly. I don't know if I agree with that, but you know, Lex keeps it 100. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break.
These is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both. I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, I make bloody move. Now she say, she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club, just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as
you are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Man, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave a message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. We will feature your comments on the show. Let's start with my man T-Live on Twitter.
Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback we've had in 30 years here. Each year he's improved. It's only his 30th start. Gruden is holding him back. I don't see any audibles. I don't see any sense of urgency during the two-minute drill. Gruden is not a situational coach, not a good personnel coach. Kirk Flores and Shanahan's offense, RG3 got hurt. The boy can ball. We just need a good coach around him, a defensive-minded coach around him, and keep him in a system, either the Shanahan system, leaving Jay Gruden's system, something that he don't really have to try to learn, something that he's already been in, and get us a good defensive-minded head coach that's going to play the right players. Free Fish Smith, I'm always going to support my Baltimore guys. I went all the way to San Diego to see Trevor Williams, Kendall Fuller, and I also want to see Fish. Baltimore's on the map. We everywhere.
All right, that was my man, T-Live. You know, I usually rap with him on Twitter. He decided to call in. He keeps saying that Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback in like 20, 30 years. I would say it's Brad Johnson. I get you. I'm actually on the side of saying, like, okay, I would consider playing Colt McCoy, but I know I feel you love, you know, you think Kirk Cousins is one of the best quarterbacks out there. I don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks out there. I think you can find a guy who may not be better than Kirk Cousins, but may be slightly below Kirk Cousins, which is okay if you build your defense. He also believes that you should play some of the young guys, which I agree, like Smithson. I think you should play guys like him. Right now, what are you playing for? You're not playing for anything, and this is an opportunity for the young guys to play. And also, to a point about Jay Gruden holding Kirk Cousins down, I totally disagree with that. If it wasn't for Jay Gruden, Kirk Cousins wouldn't be the starting quarterback on the Washington Redskins. Here is our second caller, my boy Jew. I mean, one of my best friends, he decided to call in. Here's Jew.
What's going on? It's your boy Jew. All about my team, the Skins. I can say a lot about it. This past game, no effort. It didn't seem like anybody played. I hear, DJ Swearinger, talking about practice and coaches and stuff. He gave up a place too. Everybody gave up. Vernon Davis, why didn't lay out for the ball, I can go on and on. Josh Norman, he hasn't been playing up to his Pro Bowl level, So, I mean, we can go on for days. We can talk about the injuries. We can talk about the coaching, the players. But at the end of the day, you got to finish the game. You got to play. And they didn't play with any heart, I'm not in their shoes, but I'm a competitor. And if you're a competitor, you want to win. You want to finish the season strong. But as y'all can see, they're not. They're going to probably lose the next three games, tank the season, get a top 10 draft pick, and take it from there. Got a lot to address in all season. Kirk Cousins, he might not be back. Do you want to give this man $30 million? That's a rhetorical question. Dac Brown, he want money. Guys got to come back healthy. A lot of players might not be back. It's going to be a totally different regime. Is Jay Gruden going to be back? A special team coach going to be back? So this year was supposed to be promising, but once again, we fell flat on our face. It's the longest I ever ranted about my team, but I'm tired of it. It's been 20-plus years. Tired of seeing them losing. Tired of them. HTTR, man.
Yeah, man. My man Jew is frustrated, bruh. Like, I feel him, though. I feel him. Like Jew said, DJ Swearinger talking about this team wasn't ready to play on Sunday. They're not really practicing right or whatnot. They're not prepared enough. And that's frustrating as a Redskin fan to hear. And I'm with you. I feel you, Jew, on that. And this team has to get the situation fixed. They have to build an environment of winning. And they have to be prepared. And they have to look crisp. You can't quit. You know, the fan base doesn't take that lightly. So, G, man, I'm with you, man. It's okay, man. I feel your pain, bro. But anyway, it was a great show, man. Appreciate you all for listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Keep listening to us. Keep spreading the word. We appreciate you for appreciating us because we love you. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Search All Skins Everything. And make sure you rate us and comment. We appreciate that. All comments are good comments. You know, because he just hypes up our rating. You've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia, for Aegis. You dig? Deuces. A mega. Lead us out, big homie. Swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag, pledge allegiance to the swag.